Track one robot selected, one of one.
Hey guys, this is Jake Gross, and I am back with a podcast on my digital audio processor. I wrote this program in C, and it compiles and runs on both Windows and Linux. It comes with source code, so I'm actually going to go through the directory and show you all the files that you get in the archive.
Run D, go back, DFP, desktop, DSP window, tree view, level 1, items, bitcrush.c, not selected, 1 of 12.
Now, bitcrush.c, that's like the main code for the bitcrusher and the channel manipulation stuff. So
bitcrush.c 1 of 12, bitcrush.h 2 of 12.
That's the interface file, the header file for it. I call them interface file because it's like the interface that the application uses to link to that code.
Compile.bat 3 of 12.
Basically, that's a script that compiles everything.
Copying.lesser.txt 4 of 12, copying.txt 5 of 12.
Those two files are like the GNU GPL and LGPL licenses. And GPL stands for General Public License, and LGPL stands for Lesser General Public License. So the resampler I use is under the LGPL, and everything else I wrote is under the GPL.
CTMelody.wav 6 of 12.
So a way of how I copied into this directory before doing this podcast that we're going to operate on.
DSP.c 7 of 12.
Type. The main source code for the application.
DSP.exe 8 of 12.
The compile executable.
readme.txt 9 of 12. Type. Text.
It's very basic.
Resampler.c 10 of 12.
Resampler.c, it's the resampling code I took from the Foo MIDI project, and it works really well. And I included it in here with my DSP, so I could provide resampling.
Resampler.h 11 of 12.
Header file.
Type. Webheader.h 12 of 12. Type.
See what
H file.
C wave header structure I found online, and I decided to include it in this program. So let me
Audacity,
go.
Track view te- on S. Run by C A D C code D code D C D D F P D colon backslash D S P.
So I just opened command prompt, went over to my D drive, and went over to the folder where the program and stuff is.
DSP.
Now if I run DSP by itself.
Usage. DSP input dot web output dot web D colon
backslash
run
D code
text. Local disk D. Items view list. Item C cop comp. Copying dot CTMet. VLC. VLC
so
media
that
player.
Is our WAV file.
DSP win, C colon backslash
now
Windows backslash system 30.
DSP.
DSP. Space.
And then
C.
C, I can press tab.
Compile.bat. D colon backslash DSP. DSP copying dot lesser dot TXT. TXT. Tmelody dot web. Space.
Then I'll just type. Let's see.
C. Compile. TXT. Tmelody dot web. Beta dot Y dot. Dot web, rdsam dot dot web, basic digital audio processor, 0 equals resample, 1 equals bitcrush, no dithering, 2 equals bitcrush, rectangle dithering, 3 equals bitcrush, triangle dithering, 4 equals bitcrush, Gaussian dithering, 5 equals swap stereo channels, 6 equals mix down to mono, 7 equals surround sound, left channel, 8 equals surround sound, right channel, 9 equals limit sample values.
So, let's resample it down to 11 kilohertz.
0, 0. Enter new sample rate. 1, 1, 0, 2, 5. Processing done. D colon.
That was fast because it's a very short wave file. If it's like longer, it all have to obviously take longer. So, let me go back.
DSP wrote, make CT melody not what CT melody resample. VLC. VLC media player.
So, the way I've coded this, because it didn't, it was kind of cut off a little at the end there, was because what I'm doing, I'm going to get a little technical here, is when I am calculating the number of samples in the file, or the number of new samples, okay, you know, the number of samples is determined by the data bytes multiplied by your block size. In this case, since this program only works on 16-bit stereo wave files, I forgot to mention that at the beginning, so it, and that's the block size of that is 4 because you have to, like, multiply the number of channels by the number of bits, so 16 times 2 is 32, and you have to divide that by 4 to get your block size. So you have to multiply channels by bits and divide that result by 2 to get your block size. So I know that's 4. So what I'm doing is I'm getting the number of samples divided by 4. But that's not really the real issue here. What the issue is, the way I'm getting the number of new samples is first of all, reading the getting the sample rate from the header and taking the number of samples and dividing it by the sample rate to get the number of seconds. And then to get the new sample rate, I'm taking that number of seconds and multiplying it by the new sample rate. So it's not like going to be an exact, you know, like calculation. So there will be some errors here and there because I kind of put this together quickly and I wanted something that worked just to have a little bit of fun. Anyway, with that rambling over, let me
VST window.
Let's go on to the next thing.
C colon back, C colon V A dot D E F P A S E R dot web.
8-bit.
8 dot web. VIT dot web. Basic digital audio process 1.
No dither first time. First, we're going to do no dithering.
Enter number of bits 9, 8.
Oh, 1 to 16 is your valve range because we're doing with 16 bit stereo here. So just do 8 bits.
Processing done. D colon backslash.
Now. Let's listen.
Yes, the SD win. The CT melody resampled dot dump. CT melody 8 bit. The S. VLC media player.
So, yeah, you can hear that, like, quantization noise. Now, to help get rid of that.
SD window. Items view.
We can dither it.
D colon VA dot dot T dot.
Now, we have 3 types of dither in this program. First, we're going to do rectangle.
Dot web. R and E dot C dot T A M G L dot E dot web. Basic digital audio 2. Enter 8. Processing done. D colon
backslash.
VSDS. CT melody 8 bit dot. CT melody 8 bit rectangle. VLC C colon slash. VLC media player.
I mean, that helped a little bit.
VST window. Seek peek VA dot. E-A-G-A-T-C-E dot R T R and I-A-G-L-E dot basic digital audio process.
Triangle dealing will work a bit better.
3, enter 9.
So let's do that.
8. Processing done. D colon backslash. V-A-G-A-T-C-E-L-E-D 8 melody 8 bit rec. C-T melody 8 bit try. VLC. VLC media player.
And now.
VST window.
I know Gauss and dithering actually does better. A little bit better than both. So it's kind of like the best dither in this utility.
C colon back, D colon V A dot dot E.
Let's see dot. What that sound, that one sounds like.
E F E A I R T dot web. Lie dot. G A U S I A M dot web.
That will take longer because of the way it implemented. Because I just found it Gaussian noise generator that returns a type double instead of a type short. Those are just, you know, programming. Things, and it's implemented differently, so it'll take a bit longer, but, you know.
Basic digital on 4, enter number of bits.
On such a short file,
8.
It won't even, like, you won't probably even notice, like, look at how fast this is.
Processing done, D colon backslash.
That was with Gaussian, so.
VSD window, I, CT melody 8 bit rectangle dot double, CT melody 8 bit Gaussian, VSD. VLC media player.
So there's that.
VST window. C colon back peak VA dot dot. A-A-A-A-U-A-G lot T-I-B dot wait dot wait.
Now, let's go on to the channel things. Oh, I'd like to mention that when you reduce the bit depth in this utility, you're not changing the actual bit depth of the file. You're just changing the number of bits of dynamic range that the signal has. So you're not going to, it's not going to be an 8-bit wave file because, like, or let's say instead of 8-bit, let's say 10 bits or 4, something that's not 8 bits. you know, it's like not really possible to have a wave file that's like 1 bit per sample. That's just not really possible. Everything is kept inside a 16-bit container.
Line dot.
Because when doing data compression, it will actually compress better if you do bit, you know, bit crushing.
Line dot.
So, let me go. I'll just call this one swap because of the next effect.
S dot double A dot B dot web B, P dot web. Basic digital audio for 5.
5 stereo swap.
Processing done. Decode the ADSD CT melody 8-bit Gaussian dot WAV 8 CT melody 8-bit dot web CT melody 8-bit CT melody resampled dot CT melody swap. VLC. VLC mean DSP with CK decode VA dot P dot. W dot web S dot web.
And let's go to mono.
M dot O M dot O dot web.
It's not going to be, you know, a true mono file. Just like it's not, you know, the bit compression doesn't change it to like the true, make the file the bit depth that you chose. It just makes it appear to, like dynamically speaking. So what mono mixdown does is it will take the two samples, add them together, divide that number that you get by adding the two samples by two, and then put that in the left and right channel. So it's still a stereo file, but just, you know, it appears to be mono, you know.
Oh, dot. Basic did 6. Processing done. Decode about the CT melody resample. CT melody mono dot web 11 of 90. VLC. VLC media. VSP with
C colon
B A dot. O F O M dot S U R dot O U F D dot dot L dot E dot web F dot T dot web.
Surround functions. Now this is kind of interesting because if you invert the phase or polarity of a waveform on one channel and listen to it, it will sound interesting. And you could use either left or right channel, so that's why I, you know, include both. It's, from what I've heard, it's usually not on the right channel, but you never know. So I just include both because I can.
Basic digit 8, 7.
I'll do the left channel.
Processing done. Decode VDS. CT melody resample. CT melody surround left. VLC. VLC media player.
In certain cases.
VSP window.
With like the surround function. Because if you have a sample. Because what it does, it's doing is it's inverting it, so multiplying it by -1. So if you had a sample of like -32768, which is like, you know, the high, you know, the lowest possible value represented by a 16-bit number, that's signed, that is, it will like clip because it won't like do anything. It will just stay there. So what you can do to help with clipping, you know, cases like this, where it kind of clips like that, it's limited to 32767 with the limit function, which I'll go to after doing the right channel. So, here we go.
C colon B colon B A dot dot T A B dot L dot where R I D A T dot base 8. Processing done. D C D F C C T C T melody surround right dot dot V L C. VLC media play. DSP win. C colon backslash.
Now let's go to the limiter.
Decode VA dot dot. T-A-G-R-R-D-A-U-R-R-U dot web S dot web. L-I-M-I-T dot web. Dot web.
Now let's say, I'm just going to just put in the title. I'm not going to put it in the title, actually.
Line dot web. Basic did 9. Enter limit.
Now this is sample. So if you end up 0, you'll just get silence. So let's limit this down to 4096. So what will happen? Every sample above 4096 will turn into 4096. Everything below -4096 will be -4096. So it's technically speaking, it clips at that range. but I call it a limiter because you're limiting the sample values in the file. Literally, it's a limiter. That's what clipping is, literally, like, limiting with no attenuation. I don't really, you know. I kind of made this program to just mess around and have fun. You know, I never really intended, like, any serious use out of this, but I have a feeling someone will probably pick this up and find a way to use it productively. Anyway, let me just enter 4096 here.
0, 9, 6. Processing done.
And also, the reason I call it limit is because if you call it clip and you set to like a really high value and your signal doesn't even renew this amplitude, it won't effectively do anything. So I call it a limiter. So if you set the limiter like 32,000, you have samples that are like the maximum sample in the file was like 8,000 something or whatever, it will not do anything because there's, you know, nothing. You know, there's like nothing above 32,000 or below negative 32,000 in the file. So let's listen to our
DSDSP name, CT melody surround right, CT melody surround, CT melody recept, CT melody mono, CT melody limit dot web, VS.
Yep, that really clipped. So, yeah, that is what the program, the DSP utility, does.
DSP win, C colon B, I, T, Audacity.
Oh, Audacity, remind me. So the way I developed this for most of the effects is I generated test signals like sine waves and stuff. You know, very basic signals. And like, you know, made a sine wave that from on bluff channel was 0 to 1, you know, nothing to full amplitude. Right channel started full amplitude and went down nothing, so it kind of panned effectively. So I just generated those test signals and used Audacity's effects and my effects, inverted the waveforms, and I got, like, you know, pretty much silence. And for the 8-bit, I actually reduced the file in Audacity, saved it as 8-bit, and then inverted it, and it worked perfectly. So I'm doing everything right. The only things I couldn't really tell were dither because of the way I'm doing it. Like, Audacity, I'm not sure what Audacity is doing. What literally what I'm doing is I'm dithering the signal, basically adding a noise signal to the sample, then bit crushing it. So Audacity probably does something different. I don't know what it does, but it's not really important. The main effects are what's important. And, you know, and the sampler, well, that's code I took from another project, so I can't really, you know, the thing I wrote, so I, you know, didn't really compare that. So anyway, that's my DSP program. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you get it and do something weird with it, whatever. So anyway, I'll see you guys next podcast. Bye.